In the Pesach Mud Aleph, by the two dots, that's where we're going to start today. The Shabbos, the couple of things I found, Baruch Hashem. Oh, yeah, that's it. If you remember last week, we learned that the Greisa told us you can't do the Bidikas Chometz La'or HaChamo. You don't do the Bidikas Chometz La'or HaChamo. So the Gemara asked, where are you referring to? What do you mean you can't do the Bidikas Chometz La'or HaChamo? If we're talking about in the Chote, you don't need to do the Bidikas at all because the birds there, and the birds eat up. Now, I was learning this tomorrow with you, I was very bothered. I was bothered because when we learned Hilchos Bidikas Chometz, we learned that this halacha you don't need to check a chotzer is only if, according to some opinions at least, is only if you don't know there was Vadei Chometz there within 30 days. But if you know there was Vadei Chometz there within 30 days, then you have to do Bidikas Chometz even for a chotzer. Since halacha is brought down is that Bidikas Chometz is brought down halacha there. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hani minimi safik chometz, aber vaday chometz loy." If you had vaday chometz in your chotzer, you do have to do Bidika in the chotzer. If so, I didn't understand this gemara. Why is this gemara saying that we don't know why you should have to be using a ton? Or in the chotzer, you don't need to do any bidika. The chotzer only doesn't need to do bidika for safik chometz, but vaday chometz, you do have to do bidika. So maybe that's shot in the brayta. The brayta says in boitkin or achamo. We ask, when do you need the ton for the chotzer? The chotzer doesn't need the bidika. It does need the bidika. It needs the bidika for vaday chometz. That was a question that was bothering me. It was bothering me when we learned this gemara. The bell on the other question?
Yeah.
Another question which was very much bothering me while we learned this year, in fact I thought maybe somebody would ask it, was that the Rambam which we learned, which we gave out last week, the Rambam says quite clearly that Emtza Chotze Ein Tzarich Bedika. The middle of the Chotze doesn't need Bedika. But the sides do. The sides of the chotzer do need the bidika. So again, we have the same question. The Gemara is asking, when do we ever have the sun? When do we need to do bidika chometz with the sun? In a chotzer, you don't need to do bidika. So the same question now again. True, in the middle of the chotzer, you don't need to do bidika. But the sides of the chotzer, you do. And maybe there, that's what the brayta means by using the sun. We have two questions which are basically the same type of question. The Bryce is telling me that don't do Bidikas Chometz with the sun. To which the Gemara asks, where would you use the sun in the first place? In the Chotzer? Chotzer doesn't need it. So we're asking, not true. A Chotzer does need it in one of two situations. Number one is if there's Vadei Chometz, then the Chotzer needs it. And number two, if there's on the sides of the chotzer, also the chotzer would need the bidika. And then we might have thought you could use the sun. Kamashallah, maybe you can't. So that's the question which I had. And then
why do the sides of the chotzer need bidika?
Because the birds can't be sure the birds get there. And the sides, when we talk about the sides, the poskim mean doesn't mean mamish the sides. It means holes, nooks and crannies in the chotzer. The side of a chotzer doesn't mean that, you know, the left-hand side of your garden. No, it means that there's, nooks and crannies where chometz can be kept, where birds won't get to. Mr. Brewer.
I don't understand what's bothering you so much, because here we're talking of how to do the bidika. And they were talking, you know, where the bidika must be done. I don't see.
Yeah, the Gemara asked like this. The Gemara says, you're telling me not to use the sun. Where would I want to use the sun? Where would I want to use the sun? in the chotzer doesn't need it at all. So I'm asking, why don't we answer? No, the chotzer does need it sometimes. And that's why I would have thought you can use the sun. To which the Baita tells me, you can't use the sun.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the chotzer would need it if there's Vaday Chometz?
If there'd be Vaday Chometz there, or if it'd be Chometz in the Chayim at Stokim, you should need. Yeah, you hear? That was the question, two questions that I had in our difficulty here. So, I saw that the Gemara, the different Mahalkim here, but the Gemara, when the Gemara says, remember how the Gemara goes, if we go back a little bit, the Gemara says, Ela Bachsadja. Ela normally means that we're thinking one thing and then there's a major U-turn in Havana. That's what Ela in the Gemara means. But in this Gemara it doesn't really read that way. The Gemara says, what are we referring to? If we're referring to the Aruba is like an Estadro. So the Gemara should have just said, let's tell him. That's what the Gemara should have said. We're talking about a case of the size of the sunlight, skylight. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says, Elo, let's tell him. So the Chorinim, Magad Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, and others, they want to say that there was a Chazar here. Once we get to Litzodim, there's a Chazara, and Bemet, we're talking about a Chotze as well. Even in a Chotze, in the same halacha. The Chotze Litzodim, you need to do B'dika, Le'oi, Hachama, with a candle. So, when we said that you don't need to check a Chotze, and we asked, what do you mean you do need to check a Chotze? For Litzodim, yeah, in a Chotze, that's what the Gemara is answering now. The Gemara is saying, Ela Litzodim, in a Chotze, needs to do B'dika, Litzodim. Chotze needs to do B'dika Litzodim. Why? Because we have to assume that there is Chometz there. And I saw in one place, I can't remember now where I saw it. It was very, very late at night. I saw one place, he wants to say also the first point like that as well. But when the Gemara says Ela, the Gemara is being Chayza and Bemet in a Chotze. Also, sometimes it could be and needing to do B'dikas Chometz. And one example would be the Stodim, another example would be Vadei Chometz. There's been a major retraction that now in a Chanami, there's no such klal that in a Chotze doesn't need a B'dika. It depends, is it a place where birds would get to? So if there's a case of Stodim Chometz, we can take on birds got to it. If it's a case of Vadei Chometz, then you can't assume that the birds got to it, and therefore you need to do B'dika there.
Good morning. I couldn't find the link to the Zoom. I haven't used it in so long.
Oh boy.
So I just found it. I was searching around.
Very good. Okay, listen, I'm glad you joined now because there was something that I wanted to share with all of us, in particular with Yossi because he was asking this question. So now you will be the shliach to tell him.
Okay.
Yossi,
you are recording. Okay, good.
Yossi Benjamin had a difficulty. When we learned in the Gemara of Zayin Omid Beis, we learned there, how do we know that you have to check for Chometz using a candle? How do you know you have to use a candle? So we said, because it says, Shivat Yomim So'oi lo yimotze bevateichem, and it says in the story of the Binyamin that they were searching for Chometz, they were searching for the goblet, last week's parsha. And they found it. And we know that chippos is done with neyos, because the pasuk says, for esahi achapes es yushalayim b'neyos. So Yossi Benjamin was saying that, well, then when they did bdikas for the checking for the goblet, they didn't use the candle. Right? Yossi was there from then, obviously. And he knew they didn't use the candle. So, how can it be? You're telling me every chippus has to be with a candle. So when they were checking for the Binyamin's goblet, were they using a candle? That was his Here's an art. Remember, Yeshua?
Yeah, I do.
That's his question. So, fair enough. In certain Rishonim, it's clear that they didn't use a candle. For instance, Tezus Chachmei Anglia says they didn't use a candle. But I found, wow, amazing. The Chatham Sofer asked a question which we asked from the Marsha. Remember, the Gemara brings a pasuk of searching and finding in the pasuk of the goblet of Binyam.
Mm-hmm.
Another pasuk. It could have spoken about a pasuk of Lavan searching for the trophim and not finding them. But it could have spoken about that pasuk. What's this thing about searching and finding? So why do we choose about the pasuk of searching and finding regarding to the goblet of Binyamin when it could have been spoken earlier already in Parshas Vayetze about searching and finding?
Well, actually, but Vayetze, what is searching and not finding?
And not finding. So Marshal says we don't want to use a pasuk which is about not finding. We want to use the pasuk about finding, right? That's the whole point of the Vayetze.
Right. And Yossi's comment is that you don't want to learn from a Rasha.
Oh, very good. Don't learn from a Rasha. Some people say that as well. And our custom server brings that as well. Some people say you don't want to learn from a Rasha. Say that. The Chazon Sefer says something quite fascinating. If Yaakov, I think you'll enjoy this. The Gemara, there's a Medrash. I don't know where this Medrash is, but there's a Medrash that says, there are poskim that say, he says, Kosar HaRishonim, that it's correct that when you search for Chometz, that somebody else should be holding the candle. It shouldn't be the one searching for the Chometz to be holding the candle. I didn't find this in Rishonim, but he says Rishonim said this. Rishonim say the Nochayim, that somebody else should be holding the candle. Now he says, he brings a right from the Medrash, that when did this story of the goblet happen? When did the brothers of Yosef go back to their father?
When did Don, wasn't it in Don?
Huh?
In the morning, wasn't it?
It was in the morning. What day of the week? He says it wasn't Shabbos. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah, it wasn't Shabbos. And that they, the brothers, were going back home, even though going back home was more than the Tchum Shabbos. But the Medrash says that the brothers only kept Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzlitz. But Yosef kept Shabbos. Yosef and his family kept Shabbos even in Mitzrayim. So now it says that the Medrash says that Yosef told Ashal Beisai to Manasseh, Maher, Redoif Achanoshim, run quickly, chase after these people. Why should you run so quickly? Because if they would get out of the Tzum Shabbos before, you won't be able to get them because you keep Tzum Shabbos. They don't, but you keep Tzum Shabbos. So run quickly and catch them. Just make sure you catch them before you get to Tzum, before Tzum Shabbos. Very good. So he chases after them and he catches them. So now he's searching through their bags. Now, who was holding the candle? Says the Chasm Sefer, it can't be he was holding the candle to the candle's mutzah, and they kept Shabbos. It was only the brothers of Yosef that didn't keep Shabbos. There must have been somebody else was holding the candle. So we want to learn from a case where somebody else is holding the candle rather than the case of Lavan when he himself was holding the candle. Since we say them say that when you do Bdikas Chometz, somebody else should be holding the candle, we're using a pasuk specifically where somebody else uses a candle. And what was that case? When Menashe was searching for the goblet, he did not have the candle, somebody else held the candle. So to answer Yossi's question, Yossi, a very good voch. To answer your question, that where was the candle when they searched for the bag of Binyamin? Indeed, says the Chasim Sefer, there was a candle. Ad kedekach, we just want to use the pasuk where someone else is holding the candle, rather than using the pasuk of Lavan, where Lavan held the candle. So when you do Bdikas Chometz, it should be that someone else is holding the candle. Gevalik. Very good. So Yeshua, you'll share the rest of the whole vault. So Yossi came in the middle. You'll share the whole vault.
Well, the Rav just said, I'm sorry, I'm just logging, I'm dry on a drive, I apologize. The Rav said that someone else should hold the candle?
Yeah, that's all the Chasam Sefer says. Chasam Sefer says that the Rishonim say, I don't know where it is, the Rishonim say that it's correct for somebody else to be holding the candle and the Barabbas to check. That's what the Rishonim say. So Mamela, he says, that's why we use this pasuk of checking for the brothers of Yosef, because it was Shabbos. He brings Uriah, it was Shabbos, and he also brings Uriah that the brothers of Yosef didn't keep Shabbos out of Eretz Yisrael, but Yosef and his family did, and therefore Menashe, when he came chasing after them, he had to chase after them quickly before he gets to after Tchum Shabbos. He chased after them. He searched through their bag, but he couldn't hold the candle because it was Mutzah. So somebody else held the candle. And that's all we want to learn from here, that when you do B'dikas Chametz, somebody else should hold the candle. Very sweet.
How does that fit in with the Avuka? The Avuka, the whole issue we had was the way the light was casting behind him.
Yeah.
If somebody else could hold the Avuka, then it would be fine.
Why is it somebody else can hold the Avuka slightly ahead of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, good or good or. Yeah. Yeah, you're saying if the trap is like that, then you hold the Avuka 10 yards ahead, and that would light up in front of the person. I guess, good or. Yeah. Ask him.
Sorry, my computer went down, so I missed it a little bit. But that means the person in his own is very hard for him to do B'dikas Chametz.
Yeah. That's come to Chamser. I don't know. He said it was Shem Rishonim. I don't know who the Rishonim are. I couldn't find them. The Shem Rishonim. Right there. Somebody else should be holding the candle. But at least the point we want to bring out from this whole interesting drush is that indeed there was a candle. There was a candle. Says Chippus, and there was a candle. Up to the car, who was holding it? That's the isn't there. But there was a candle. But mainly, we saw, said the Sadden Rishonim say clearly otherwise. One of them is Chachmei Anglia, says that they searched in the daytime, so there wasn't a candle there. So there definitely some Rishonim say there wasn't. But
that's against the Rambam that I think said that you need a candle even by during the day. Maybe it wasn't the Rambam.
The story of Yosef and Binyamin, I don't know. The Maaseh Chasam Sefer does say that if there was a candle there. That answers Yossi's big difficulty. Okay, so we're now starting the Gemara of Ches on a base by the two dots. So Mokoyim She'ein Machnisim. So Mokoyim Asirimai. So the Mishnah, we have to go back to the Mishnah of Beis. Mishnah of Beis of the Aleph said, you only have to be Chomet in a place where we regularly have Chomet.
You mean Shimon and Ches Aleph, not Ahmed Aleph, not Ahmed Beis.
Based Ahmed Aleph, you have to go back to.
No, but you said you restarted the Gemara, Ches Ahmed Beis.
Ches Ahmed Aleph.
Ahmed
Aleph, thank you. Yeah, so on that base Ahmed Aleph, it says there, Mekol Mokim She'im Machnisim Bei Chomet Ein Tzorach B'dika. It's not normal to bring in Chomet, you don't need to do B'dika. So our Gemara now, the Chesamut Aleph, will now be discussing all the various places where it's normal or not normal to have Chomet. It's very, very easy Gemara. Chomet is not difficult. And it takes us basically an Omid. But with the first half of the Omid, which what we'll be learning now, is focused on that point. Which places are meant to be Chomet, which places not. And then it goes way off a tangent about Shluchi Mitzvah, whether they get damaged. And doing mitzvah shelo lishma, a fascinating Gemara kamavan, it's not directly connected to B'dikas Chametz. So let's start. Tana, kol mokim. So if the Mishnah says kol mokim, the Mishnah says kol, it's always coming to, it's always coming to include a certain thing. Otherwise, it could have just said mokim. Why is it saying kol? Why am I hesitating? I just remembered I wanted to say one more thing. One more thing that I saw on Shabbos. Remember, Daniel asked the Kasha, that why do we need Ptukim? Why do we need Ptukim to say that Avukah is better than a normal candle? Just look. You'll see it. That's Daniel's question. He asked on Thursday, I think, I think it was Thursday. And why do you need Ptukim to tell me that it's better? The Gemara brought two rays. Number one is, the Gemara brought that you see the Tzadikim are compared to the Shekhinah like a Ner in front of Avukah. You see, Avukah is stronger than a Ner. Number two, that Rava said it's a mitzvah to use Avukah for Abdullah. So you see, the Avukah is better. So for Daniel, why do I need any mitzvahs, any drushes? It's poshers. Just look, you'll see the candles, the light is better. So one thing I saw in the Reish Yosef is the Prima Godin. He wrote a sefer on Hilchot, on Moed. And he wrote there that it could be that we're looking for, the Chazal very much like to base themselves on Tukim. They like to find the Smachtas. Although maybe in Svara we would have known it's better, but they like to find the Smachtas. That's one Nekuda. And that's why it says we want to bring a pasuk for it, because we want to base it on somewhere in the Torah. And furthermore, the reason why we brought Rava about Avukah v'Avdolah mitzvah in Amukha, because if not for Rava, I would have thought, okay, you could use an Avukah, you could use a Ner. But Rava told us it's a mitzvah to use a Ner. Mitzvah to use a Ner sounds like it's telling us, mitzvah to use Avukah, sorry. Mitzvah to use Avukah sounds like it's telling us that's preferable to use an Avukah. It's not good to use a Ner. So then we have the question, a much stronger question. You're right, there is an Avukah and there is a Ner, but why should we dafka use an Ner? Hafuch, maybe we should dafka use an Avukah. Avukah is a better flame. You see, it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to use Avukah for Avdol. So the Gemara says, no, my biggest chavetz, dafka, it's a mitzvah to use an Ner for the reasons which the Gemara then goes on to say, for the four reasons the Gemara says after that. Right, those are the three points that came out from Chazor of the Shabbos. Number one is, the Rambam says, the chotzer, you only check, you only don't need to do bdika in the middle of the chotzer, but on the sides of the chotzer you do. So he said, so why didn't the Gemara answer that? Why didn't the Gemara say the reason why he needs the Braita telling me not to check the Oyachamo is because it's referring to the sides of the chotzer? That was the first hour which he said. And the answer is in the Hanami, when the Gemara says, Elo, it's told him, that's what the Gemara means to say. The second
question on that last point.
Yeah.
Chatzar, I thought that we learned that a chatzar, because the birds there, you don't ever need to check a chatzar.
Yeah, we mentioned, if you look in the Rambam says only in the middle of the chatzar you don't need to check. But on the side of the chatzar you do need to check. You were still trying to find the link, so you missed that part of the shir. But it's the side of the chatzar you do need to check. So if the side of the chotzer needs to check, so why didn't the Gemara just answer that? And to which the answer in the Chumash says in the Chalami, when the Gemara says Elo Litzadim by the Aruba, it meant also Elo Litzadim by the chotzer as well. That's the first hour that we said. Second hour we said from Chazar was about the candle and whether they were holding the candle when checking for the bag of Binyamin. The Chazam Sefer says it was. And the third hour was Daniel's hour about why do you need Tzukim. Prima Godin seems to say it's because of an Esmachta. We want to find an Esmachta for it. And furthermore, we bring Rava to strengthen the question. You see, by Rava, it's not just good to use an Avukah, it's Dafka, a mitzvah to use Avukah. Dafka mitzvah to use Avukah. And therefore, we have a question. So why is there a mitzvah to use a candle, Dafka, by Bdikas Chametz? So we take my answers. Because of the four reasons the Gemara gives.
So in the Lamaita, do you have to check a chaser in the middle of the chaser if you knew that it was Vada Komis there 2 days ago? You were eating your meals there, and do you still have to check it, or you don't have to check it?
Chutz l'mechaber you do. Shulchan Aruch says you do. Yeah, and the Ramah points out, then Tov Mem Hei, it seems to say that you don't. And that's a question which Rimal points out. And there's answers given to it. But to come to the simple reason of Machab and Toflam and Gimel, you would need to check. And that was also part of the question which we asked. So there are times when you do have to check. Right. Okay, so let's start now the Gemara. Kol makom she'im machnisim. Kol makom la'suyimai. What's the kol? The kol is coming to include something. Kol makom la'suyimai. What's it coming to include? It's coming. La'suyye is coming to include. Ha'adotonu abonon. This brayta. Now this brayta is going to say certain cases where you don't need to do bdika and certain places that you do. So, it says like this. Chayei bayis. So now to read the words. It's quite confusing, these words. The holes in your house. People used to have, didn't used to have such great plaster like we have now. They used to have crevices in their walls where they would store chametz. So there. The ones that are higher and lower. That means there were three levels of these holes. There were some closer to the ground. There's some closer to the ceiling, and there's some which are in the middle of the wall. So, those you don't need to do bdika for. The middle one, you would. But the ones higher and lower, you don't. Why shouldn't you need to do bdika for the ones higher and lower? Says Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Kol asuyimai. Kol asuyimai. Yeah, you see that Rashi? It's a third of the way down. Kol
la'suyimai.
Mm-hmm. Lo'itana mokrim shemachnisim bo. It doesn't say mokrim shemachnisim bo. It says kol. Why does it say kol? It's coming to include choyei shebekoisel. Ha'alyonim etachtoinim. Ha'gavoyim yoisimidai. Va'nemuchim yoisimidai. The ones too high and the ones too low. Ve'in noichim nishtamish. And they're not easy to use there. Ein tzorich livdei. You don't need to check that room, that area. You don't need to check that area. If they're too high or too low, you don't need to check that area. Why? Because you don't bring chametz there. Since you don't bring chametz there, you don't need to check that area. Right? So we ask the question, why didn't say kol? Why did it say kol? Should have just said mokin sheimach nizamei chomet. It's coming to tell me to include the upper crevices and the lower crevices. Today, in those areas, you don't need to do bdikas chomet. Clear? Bernard, you happy?
I don't understand. You seem to say you don't have to, and you seem to say you do have to. I'm not quite sure what the maskana was.
The Mishnah says there's places you don't need to do B'dikas Chametz for. It says the word kol to include additional places that you don't need to do B'dikas Chametz for. Do not need to make do B'dikas Chametz for. Do not.
Don't.
D-O-N-O-T.
Do not. Once I had a million that you would have had a check there, with the Gemara said any place that you don't make this Chametz.
Very good. I thought Bernard would ask that question. Baruch Hashem, it takes 40 years to get to the das of Yereba, and it doesn't take 40 years to get to the das of Bernard. But yes, I thought Bernard would ask that question. It's a great question. The Mishnah says, a place you don't bring chametz, you don't need to do bigger chametz for.
Hmm.
Why do I need to tell me? Extra places that you don't do chametz for, you don't need to bedika because you don't put chametz there. Well, obviously, if you don't put chametz, you don't need to bedika. That's a great question. So the answer is, there's a chiddush here. Because this is a place, an area, the room, is an area where you do bring chametz. Just it's the one area in that room that you don't bring chametz. Where do we know that if you have an area that you bring chametz in, just a room that you bring chametz in, just one part of that area you don't, how do we know even there you're part of them? That's the chiddush of kol. That's the chiddush of this thing. Right? Your Bernard was mechaven to the Neid of Yehuda, to the tzlach. The chayor kasha, kivin shahani chayim, ein machnisim bo chomet, mim negoivom, ein nesheim nemuchim bi yoysa. Either because it's too high or because it's too low. Imkein, Haino Mamish, that's exactly Mokrim She'ei Machnisim Rechomet. That's exactly what the Mishnah spoke about. Why do I need to include it on the word kol? It's exactly mentioned already. Yeah, sure.
What about, did you finish your thought already? Because I was going to ask about later on in that first mission, it also talks about with the wine, machlokas with, you bring chametz into the cellar where you store the wine, but you don't need to check all the rows or where, you know, it's just those areas within that room that you would, that the chametz would be. So it's a similar concept.
Similar idea. Okay, I hear your point. Let's just finish off what the Tzlach says, and then we'll have to see. I hear you are. Venir says the Tzlach. This is now his answer. Venir, the mokaim she'im machnisim bechomet, haino she'im machnisim chomet bechol hacheda hazeh. When we talk about im machnisim bechomet, it means im machnisim bechomet at all in this room. Lachin, lo yichashinon shema'ira, we don't have to worry that maybe chomitz came in and you forgot about it. But cheder shemishtam shemay chomitz kol hashana, a room that uses chomitz the whole time, just elo sheish becheder ahu choyim hagavoyim haynemuchim. Just in that room you have places which are too high or too low. I might have thought. Kimin shirogil kol hashana b'chedao b'chametz, since you are so used to bringing chametz there, ulai ira sha'amad al mokim gevoya, maybe it happened that you stood on a place that's high and you used it for chametz, or you bent down and used it for chametz. Kamashalom kol mokim shegam kizeh loichashina. Kol mokim tells me you don't need to worry about that. That's the answer to Rabbanal's question. I had a question. We're saying, the Gemara says, why do you have the word kol? And the answer is to tell me, even in a place where you do use chametz, in some of that area, you might have thought, therefore, you'd have to be cheshesh, there, chametz did get to the higher and the lower area. Kamashalon, you don't have to be cheshesh with it. Sure, I was pointing out that in the Mishnah, it also gives a similar case to that. That you do use a chametz you bring chametz into your machzan. We don't have to worry that the chametz got further than the first two rows of the machzan. It's not exactly the same case, right? Because it shows the etzim to ask me a other then. It's not exactly the same case. In the case of the machzan, it's not possible for the chametz to have come further. There's rows of barrels. So you've taken the first two rows off, and then that's it. There's no way chametz could have gone further. Here, like the Tzlach says, it was possible, Bemet, that the person used the area which is higher and lower. It's possible. The chiddush is that you don't have to worry about it.
Right, so why do you need that case with the barrels? You have coal, that should cover it.
The case of the barrels is to tell me how far you have to check in the machzan, that's all.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, about you checking the barrels. Okay, so chayri bayis, so why does they call? It's come to tell me chayri bayis ha'elyoinim v'atachtoinim. The elyoinim and the taftoin, that you don't need to do not need to do b'dikas chametz there. The gag hayitzia, is a roof of a low building. It's possible that a person put chametz on it because it's low. Therefore, you need to check for. You might have thought. You need to put two b'dikas chametz for it because it's low. Kamashalon, you don't need to do a b'dikas chametz on this roof. Why? Says Rashi, why don't you need to do b'dikas chametz on this roof? Gag hayitzia. Apal pi shu nomuch, even though it's low. And therefore I might have thought you need to do b'dikas chametz for it. Abahoyal ha-meshrufe, since it's on a slant, the roofs were made on
a pitch,
yeah. The ain't tough. You don't need to check because if there would have been chametz, it would have rolled off. Aval shagagim, the other roofs, shalahem, Other roofs were not first line. See, they were flat. And indeed, other roofs you would have to check for. This one you don't need to check because it's on a slant. But other roofs, which are low, you would have to check for. Another example that you don't need to check is Gag HaMigdol. The same type of idea, says Rashi. What's a yitzhiyah is an amperitz. Amperitz in English is an annex. It's a low building. Gag HaMigdol, says Rashi, shall eight, and mishtar shall eight. It's what we call in English a closet. You put inside it kelim, va'oichlin, you put kelim inside it, food inside it, toichai. So toichai tavdika, inside it needs to vdika, v'loigagai, but not its roof. Why? Again, for the same idea. It's on a slant, and therefore, you don't need to worry about it. So, what we've seen, you don't need to do vdika shamet for a gag of a yitzir, which is an annex, a gag or such a thing. Even though it was a loaf, and it's a place where you do put chametz there, but you don't need to do b'dikas chametz because it's on a slant. And since on a slant, it's going to roll off.
Wouldn't it have been simpler just to say that you don't need to check on any kind of slanted roofs? And then that would cover all those roofs?
Okay. I hear, yeah. Give two examples, but yeah, I hear your eye on that. There's something which is really bothersome in this Gemara. Very, very, very bothersome. What we say in the roof of this annex, you don't need to do bedika. Why don't you need to do bedika? Because it's on a slant. And it
what happened to the birds?
Oh, very good. Excellent. What happened to the birds? We learned the chotze, you don't need to bedikas for. Why? Because the birds will eat that up. So what happened to the birds here? Is a very, 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 very strong question. So some learn that we're talking about inside the house. It's not a annex outside. It's an annex inside the house. It's a flat roof inside the house. And therefore you might put comments there. And the chiddush is, because it's on a slant, not. That's what some learn. Problem, Mr. Brewer is not mashma like that. Mr. Brewer is mashma outside. But so on Shabbos, some learn, some on in the Gemara, some of the Rishonim learn. We're talking about that it's inside the inside the house. I think it was here. Which Rishon was it? It said, one of the Rishonim that we're talking about is inside the house because of this kasha. In the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's talking outside, and the Met is very difficult on to that. If you look at the English Mishnah Berurah, or Olam, I didn't work on that, Simon. If you look at that, I saw that they quote from a sefer that we're talking about the nooks and crannies of that roof. I mean, the stodim of the roof. The stodim of the roof, we said the stodim of Chatz needs a bedika. The stodim of this roof would also need a bedika. But because it's on a slant, so it doesn't need a bedika. That's how they want to answer this kasha. But the kasha is a very strong kasha. Kasha is a strong kasha. Okay, so that is Gaga Yitzhiya. The Gag HaMigdol. Refes Boko. Refes Boko is the place where the animals live. So any chametz there would have been eaten up by the animals. Lulin, where chickens live. Matbein is a place where you store straw, where there's no reason why you should bring chametz in such a place. Oitzis Yain, Oitzis Shemen, Ein Tzricha B'dika. So all those cases are places where you don't bring chametz in. It means a matbin, or it's a tziyain, or it's a shemen, all places don't bring chametz, and therefore you don't need to do bedikah in those places. So kamavam, is what the Rashi on that. Refes Boko, Shem Hoyer Shom Chomet, HaBeimis Achlu, the Beimis would eat it. Lulin, Mokim Deus Tanagolim. Place where the chickens live. Matvin, Beta Tevin. The Madak is a Chomet Shom. Why should Chomet be there? Chain Oitza is Yain, Meshemen. And Simni, storehouses of Yain and Shemen. So the Brighter tells us you don't need to be the Chomet in the Oitza is Yain and Shemen. That's not the Chiddush of our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that. Mokim Shein Rachis Mechomet. You don't need to bedika. The chiddush of the kol wasn't coming to include that. The chiddush of the kol was coming to say the chayy bayis. You don't need to bedika. Maybe the chiddush was also gaga yitzir. You don't need to. No, pasuk that wasn't the chiddush. So the chiddush of the brayta was the mishnah was the chayy bayis. You don't need to do bedika. That's why it says kol. So we're just quoting a whole brayta which tells us all these areas where you don't do bedika. So if we go through the brayta one more time. Chayy bayis, why do you need to do bedika? That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. But even though you bring chametz in that room, and therefore you might have thought maybe you might once in a while put chametz in these places, you still don't have to be worried about it. Gaga Yitzia is talking about something else. You do bring chametz to that. But the chiddush is, since it rolls off, you don't have to do bedika for that. Riefis Bokar, you do bring chametz there, but it gets eaten up. So you don't need to do bedika for that. Oitzis Yain, Oitzis Shemen, and Matvin, the reason why you don't need to bedika is because possibly at those areas you don't bring a chomet to Bechlal, and therefore you won't be chayy. And then we have Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, mito hachilekes b'soich habayis u'mafsekes sicha bedika. So we have to explain what this is. This is what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is. There is a long thesis on this as well. So we'll have to learn this slowly, this line. But what is this bed? It's a bed which is chilekes u'mafsekes. Two things. Chilekes u'mafsekes. So what is that? So Rashi says two things. Chilekes u'mafsekes. Says Rashi. Chilekes, what's chilekes? Mamidin oiso b'mokoi mechitzo lechalek tashmishe habay. It's a bed which you place to act as a mechitzo to divide up the uses of the house. Why? Where would you put your bed? You put a bed in a place strategically placed to divide up the shimushim of the house. There's no reason why the Mishnah, why the Gemara told us that it is a mito hachilekes. It's got no ramification whatsoever. It's just ocha the milsa knockout. So what are we talking? What's the chiddush of this bed? You must take it. That's the chiddush. We're talking about in bed, there is mafsekes. Yesh hefzik bin shuleh lekarka. There's a gap between the floor and its base. Between its base and the floor. Meaning that kegoin shereglau gevoyin lemito. The mato. That the legs are high. Shereglau gevoyin, I'm not sure if it's lemito or lemato. Probably lemato. Probably the matter. That the bed, that the legs are high. Meaning, it's a big cavity between the bed and the floor. And there's a chiddush now. We have to worry that maybe there's chomets there. Comes along here, and Shimon Gamliel to say that, yeah, you do. You do have to worry about chomets in that area. Mito achilekes. It's like a bite. Mito, which is chilekes, which is totally irrelevant for us. But it's mafsekes. There's a space in between, underneath it. Sticha, bedika, you do need to check in that area, the place where you have to worry about this chametz there. So that's the first part of this braita. That's the braita. That is the braita. Now we're going to learn tesis, not today, but we're going to learn tesis, and tesis is going to be bothered about this point. It says, chilekes is just lav davka. That's chilekes, just got no reason to tell it to us, not mistaken. And therefore, tesis is going to have a completely different shot. But in Rashi, anyway, Rashi says we're talking about a high bed, that there's possibility of chametz underneath, and yes, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you do need to check for chametz underneath. Okay, I'm going to leave you to take up the reins from here. We need to get from Verminu, where we're holding now, from Verminu, until Tomer. Till Tana. Tana is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven lines up from the bottom. Tana. Third word on the line. Seven lines up. Third word on the line. Tana. That's where we need to get to. Gemara till Tana. And then start and taste this mito. It's quite a long taste. It's not a difficult taste. It's just quite long. So we have to get till Tana and then taste this from mito. Okay. Shabbat Soche. Have a good day. Everyone should be well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. How are your family?
Going to be tested today and we'll see. We suspect at least one other one is caught it, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, oh, should be well.